We're here at the American Seed Trade Association's CSSS Expo, the Seed Expo here in Chicago. And with me is Risa DeMasi. And Risa, what's your title with ASTA?
I'm the second vice chairman.
All right. And I know we interviewed you this past summer at the convention. And you're also with a company here, and you're talking about cover crop research. So tell us a little bit about your company and about what you're talking about here.
Well, our company is very involved with cover crop research and really doing science-based, need-driven research for this market, working on sustainability issues for the soil and for the farmer, getting results, investing in the soil.
And why is that so important at this point in time?
Well, as we become more dependent on chemicals and fertilizers and things that we're finding are depleting the soils, we need to start paying attention to the ecosystem that's happening. You know, pay attention to what's going on above the soil. Now we need to look again at what's going on underneath the soil and keep it healthy.
Well, and Grasslands Oregon, that's your company here. ASTA is getting a lot more involved in this and cover crops?
Absolutely, as we find that this is such an important issue, especially for that long-term sustainability of our environment and, keeping things as they should be, working as they should be. We need to make sure that we're paying attention and investing in our future and our future generations.
And this is important, too, for environmental organizations like the National Wildlife Federation and people like that?
Absolutely. It's creating habitat. And again, it's keeping that sustainable system going, that we aren't robbing Peter to pay Paul, or, just looking at one angle of things. So that, again, keeping the system moving as it should.
Well, specifically, talk about Grassland Oregon, what its mission is.
Our mission is to provide, novel solutions for the growing concerns of the growers today. And we're doing that in looking at, what are the needs that have been arising, for the environmental issues, for sustainability, for creating additional yields. We're not only sustaining the soil, but we're creating those things that can help reduce input costs, keep the bottom line going for the grower, and increasing yields. There's a lot of things that we can do naturally that we've come to depend on, synthetically.
Well, when we talk about cover crops, we don't really, we think about, what it used to be, but you're developing all kinds of new, different kinds of cover crops, right?
Yes, we are. There are a number of species that can do a lot of different things, and it really depends on the priority. What are you trying to accomplish? Is it soil erosion? Is it soil compaction? Is it water management? Water when you want it and getting rid of it when you don't. Input management, again, you don't want it that leaching. Is it clean water and clean air? And, there's different species that do different things, and some play nice with each other and some don't work nice with each other. And making sure that we're providing the educational tools so that people know how to navigate in this very complicated.
Give me an example of some of the cover crops that you have here, the different types, and what it does.
We're very excited about our Balanza clover. It's a new clover. Traditionally, it's been not very cold tolerant, and it's used in the South and it's used in some other countries. It provides a great amount of nitrogen, and so it can, a lot of times, plants will create nitrogen, but they use that nitrogen themselves. So what we want is a product that's going to contribute nitrogen to the following crop. It also creates very deep channels in the soil, so you get that water management or water availability when you want it and drainage when you don't. It's creating a lot of top growth so that you get some weed suppression. It also can create an environment of habitat for certain wildlife.
So are we working on more educating farmers about what's out there and what the options are?
Well, we're trying to educate everybody in the stakeholder chain. It's not just one segment that you have to pay attention to. We need the policymakers to understand what are the wise choices to make as we start trying to implement changes so that people are making good decisions for our future. We're trying to educate the farmers that are using the products so they know the right products to use and when to use them. Trying to educate even the distribution channels so that they know how to navigate the same environment. This complicated environment that we're in, there's so many choices to make. How do you choose which one's right?
So is ASTA getting more involved in that, in the educational aspect of trying to get this information out to the policymakers, as you say, as well as the farmers, and working with different organizations, perhaps?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the biggest roles that ASTA can play and is playing, is trying to get the right people at the right at the table, mm-hmm. because they're getting so many questions from the policymakers and from different groups like the National Wildlife Federation, you know, no-till farmers, those that are engaged in this already and very excited about the potential and the possibilities. And so we can create a place where people can come and get connected, you know, connecting the dots, the right people with the right challenge, or, you know, somebody's got a specific issue that they're trying to face. How do they find the person who's got the best information or the science, you know, the correct data behind it, so that they know they've got the right solution? And ASTA has those people at the table so that they have access at the right time to the right person.
Well, now, is this working in into farm policy, like the Farm Bill and the conservation programs?
Oh, I think it is. I know Jane DeMarchi has been very instrumental in connecting some of those dots. You know, she's been getting a number of questions. ASTA's been getting a number of questions from those people that are involved in the Farm Bill. And they want to know, how do we make wise decisions? How do we get the Farm Bill so that it does what we say we want it to do?
Okay, that's all the specific questions I have, Risa. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm just excited to be here. I think this is a great opportunity and a great audience here at the CSS. You know, the right opportunity. It's great to be the first one here and to be the one that gets to answer the questions.
All right, very good. Well, here we are at the Seed Expo, the American Seed Trade Association in Chicago. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.